Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the crisis in Syria has reached a turning point. Kerry told the Munich Security Conference in Germany Saturday that decisions made in the near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future. He also criticized Russia's targeting of opposition groups instead of terrorist fighters.
The vast majority, in our opinion, of Russia's attacks have been against legitimate opposition groups. And to adhere to the agreement that has been made, we think it is critical that Russia's targeting change.
Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end to the violence in Syria as an essential first step toward a political solution to the 5-year civil war. Russia has continued its airstrikes in northern Syria since the plan for a partial truce was announced early Friday. Moscow spokesmen have insisted repeatedly that their forces are not targeting civilians. Meanwhile, Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria on Saturday. The barrage took place north of the city of Aleppo after Kurdish fighters, backed by Russian bombing raids, drove Syrian rebels from a former military air base near the Turkish border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors Syria's war, said the shelling had targeted the airbase and a village captured from insurgents by the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party and its YPG militia. Turkey considers the Syrian Kurdish groups to be branches of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which it has waged a decades-long war against inside Turkey. This is VOA News. NATO's top official on Saturday rejected Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance had rekindled the Cold War. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told the Associated Press that all moves made by NATO had been defensive and proportionate in direct response to Russian actions.
NATO does not see confrontation, and we do not want a new Cold War. But we have to respond to Russian military buildup, which we have seen over several years.
NATO has been conducting more military maneuvers in countries that border Russia, as well as stationing equipment and multinational troops there, and has established a rapid reaction force. The United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. Pope Francis is demanding that Mexican bishops courageously challenge what he called the insidious threat posed by the drug trade. In a speech in Mexico City, the pontiff said the Catholic hierarchy must help Mexicans escape the violence and corruption plaguing their nation and not hide behind their own privilege and careers. Earlier at the presidential palace, the Pope told President Enrique Peña Nieto and government authorities that those in public office responsible for the common good must be honest and upright and not be seduced by privilege. Pope Francis is on his first official visit to heavily Catholic Mexico. Colombia's National Health Institute said Saturday that more than 5,000 pregnant women in the country are infected with the Zika virus. The institute said in its epidemiology bulletin that the total number of people diagnosed in Colombia has reached more than 31,000, including 5,013 pregnant women. The latest figures of Zika cases indicate a 23% increase over last week's total. There is currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes the birth defect, microcephaly, in which babies' brains do not develop properly and they are born with small heads. And the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the bomb blast aimed at bringing down a Somali airliner earlier this month. The group said in a statement Saturday that the attack targeted Western and Turkish intelligence officials aboard the Dalo Airlines flight to Djibouti on February 2nd. The mid-air blast blew a 1-meter-wide hole in the aircraft and forced the pilot to make an emergency landing. The suspected suicide bomber was the only person killed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best.